I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Oh, Karen, hello. Welcome to the latest and always greatest edition of Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by your friends at WEEI, Odyssey, and 2400 Sports. We join you today from our respective workspaces and live from the NFL owners meetings in beautiful Orlando, Florida. It's your old pals, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Mike Cadlick, and the person who's actually got boots on the ground, or should I say loafers at the Ritz. It's our good friend from the Boston Herald, none other than Mr. Andrew Callahan himself. Callahan, thanks for taking out a couple minutes between RKK comments and Gerard Mayo shuffleboard sessions to join us, big guy.
You got it. Yeah, Gerard was just a few feet away. Got to catch up with him for a little bit. And you had me inspecting my footwear. Like, I want to see these are both shoes. They were, I think, TJ Maxx $10 from like 5 years ago. So clearly I belong at the Ritz, but good to have feet on the ground in Orlando where it is warm, and I'll not pain you anymore. I'll leave it at that.
Before we get into any of the specifics about what Coach Mayo said yesterday, what you heard just moments ago from Robert Kraft speaking with people, at least I'm just very glad that there was not the din of construction going on in the background, a truck backing up, birds chirping behind the owner of the Patriots. It was a nice clear chat as well. I've seen before even getting on with you today, bud, we've seen an awful lot of you. Yesterday you were practically sitting on Mayo's lap, and today, like, you are like, your mic is like right in the owner's face. Like, you are now like the poster child for, as people like to call it, Patriots media cartel.
Yeah, is that a get there early situation, or is that a sharpen the elbows and just give one to Giardi in the teeth or something?
Well, look, anytime you can sharpen your elbows around Giardi, you have to do. That's just first time you meet him, you know, that's how life is going to be with your relationship with Mike Giardi, good friend and pal. But no, it's look, we're all catching up to Mike Greese, right? Like, he tweets the photo an hour before Dryman sits down for his breakfast yesterday. He's tweeting photos 5 hours before when we have home games at Gillette Stadium. And so I'm playing catch up to him, but I have also done a favor to NBC, you know, working with them sometimes to say, hey, if you need someone to hold the mic, like, let me know. And so Tom Curran was not, you know, there 20 minutes before. I said, I'll just grab a spot. If you need me, let me know. And, you know, just did them a solid, trying to be a good teammate.
So it's really, Mike, it's really Andrew's kind of like representative of this whole entire new collaborative approach. Like, we're all just we're all just grabbing an oar. We all want the plane to land. We all want the team to be functional, positive, and enjoyable. And so let's get into that. Before we get into the comments, even from coach, owner, and more, what's the general, like, there seem to have been a lot of buzz and vibe checks so far, and none more that sort of shook the boat, if you will, than yesterday when Tom Pelissero, in the middle of an NFL Network sit-down, drops the whole, like, J.J. McCarthy may be the number two selection overall bomb on all of us, which invoked the draft chaos theory 5 weeks out. What sort of sense are you getting on how the Patriots are approaching things from people that you've spoken to down there, Andrew?
So they have a small contingent down here. Pretty much the folks that you've seen on camera are the ones that are here. Jonathan is also here. You know, certain assistants, the in-house media. But that's really about it. They have one of the smaller contingents of any team in the NFL. So it's hard to glean much more, you know, aside from, again, seeing Drod here or other people around last night, getting into those conversations. I will say this, though. You know, his comment about five quarterbacks I could see as solid starters, right, was a big takeaway. I'm not saying that's not true. That just surprised me in conversations I've had with people back at the Combine where they're all on board with Drake May and Jayden Daniels and Caleb Williams, which is even a stretch, right? It's not often you feel the same or good enough about all the quarterbacks at the top of the draft, let alone those ones backsliding. So it might be smoke. It might be just trying to induce a Godfather offer. But I think whether it was a Pellicero report or the talk that we heard from Mayo or anything else going on at the owners' meetings, let's remember this is silly season. It's not a grain of salt that we're taking with this. It's a much larger quantity, and I think that's the right approach here, especially as we get closer and closer to the draft.
So I'm curious off that then, because me and Andy Hart talked about this yesterday about you know, there it's obviously a clear change on how they're working with, you know, media relations and really telling the truth and being open and honest. And I know you wrote about it yesterday with, and I loved the OJ comparison. Like, I thought it was great. And it's, you know, it talks about, or, you know, you talk about the changing of the guard almost and how things are indifferent. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on, are they talking too much? Like, are they telling the truth? Is this all, and not that they're talking too much, because, you know, we all sat here during the Belichick administration and said, well, you're not giving enough. You're not giving enough. And now it's almost like we're flipping on it. So I'm just here, like, kind of curious on your thoughts on that whole situation with, you know, what they're saying, what they're not saying, what Robert said today, and things like that.
Sure. So what I would say is just be mindful of our part in this equation, right? Like, communication is sending and receiving messages. The way that we're receiving these messages is so jarring and shocking because it's so different. We're trying to get adjusted here as much as they are finding their footing when it comes to public messaging, setting expectations, freaking finding a quarterback. So if we're mindful of, like, this is still so different, we're getting accustomed to, let's just say, detox. It's a harsh term, but it gets the point across. Mm-hmm. Detox, 24 years of Bill. Here comes in 2 months of Mayo. We're not going to be used to that just yet. So I would just say, for people who are like, it's too much, oh my God, he's not doing the right thing, we're getting accustomed to what we're hearing, the receiving these messages. As far as the sending part of that, I think it's good that they're more open. I think it's good that they're frank, that they'll answer direct questions in a way that Bill never did, and famously not at the owners' meetings with the OJ SIP. That being said, there are going to be missteps. And Gerard said it himself. He doesn't know if he's going to be a great coach. It's going to take a little bit of time. And so I would just preach, as he did yesterday, patience. But when we're getting more information and it's just generally a bit more affable, it doesn't mean they're always going to tell us the truth. Their job is to lie to the media sometimes. But otherwise, I think it's been a very positive change, and we're still going to get used to it.
Yeah, Brady famously said a while ago when he was on LeBron's The Shop on HBO that 90% of what he said was a lie as well. And so smokescreen season is part of the business as well. I'll just say, and I know you and Andy chopped this up a little bit yesterday, Mike, and Keith and I did last night on EEI, and I'm sure you've probably had a number of conversations with Giardi and Reese and Doug Kide et al. Down there, Andrew, in between the $30 caparenas and whatever else you guys are sipping at the Ritz and your $25 eggs bennies.
And my $10 TJ Maxx shoes. Just went on.
I got to say, like, personally, as somebody who both is a part of the media from whatever distance, as well as someone who still clings desperately to his fandom, I love the transparency. I love the not jovial, I'll say, but sort of like affable nature to things. And I thought there was a gentlemanly composure to Gerard Mayo yesterday that we had not heard in some, you know, last year, Bill's famous last NFL owners meetings is him being dour and glum and wearing Robert Kraft's Stop Jewish Hate pin down on his belly. And it just sort of was like a harbinger of the season and times to come. Whereas now Gerard Mayo is doing a good job of not, I was most impressed when he didn't throw Matt Patricia and Joe Judge under the bus, but talked about in the de-evolution of Mac Jones, how important it is to surround your players with good coaches that work in tandem and growing the system and growing the player and maturing the team. Like, it was just, it was very refreshing, and it set the right tone. Now, they still may go well under the 4.5 win total that Vegas set for them and released yesterday. Ooh. You know, that could just be a talent issue, but I like what he's trying to do. The guy hasn't even run a freaking practice yet. So we do have to show a little patience, Callahan.
Yeah, I would agree. And the word I would keep in mind, whether we're talking about someone who's affable or operates more like Bill. And there are plenty of other coaches who operate with the media, right? That's the context we're talking about. And that's not where you can win games or lose them, is authentic. That's the word I would use. This is authentic to Gerard. And so when he comes off as affable, that'll connect with players who don't say, are you putting on, are you being honest with me? It's coming from a genuine place. Now, again, as the media, we should always be critical and cognizant of what is in their best interest to say right now. And is it that thing, or are they actually being honest? Like, that's the part of this here for us. But as far as him being authentic, this is who Gerard is. We're all getting to learn him better and better. But from everyone I've talked to around him, played with him, coached with him, like, what you see is what you get. And I think that's refreshing, not only just because the affable part is refreshing, but, you know, we all knew Bill was projecting a bit at the podium. It was performative, right? In the name mm-hmm. of protecting that advantage, whatever he was doing, it came from some place within him, but not the guy that you would probably see in any other setting except for behind the podium.
I just wonder how long it gets old for him, right? Because everything he does, everything he says, you know, even you guys asked him about it yesterday with the burn some cash stuff, right? And it's like, it's great. It is the honeymoon phase right now. They haven't had a practice. They haven't played a game. And I hope they continue to stay open. But again, if every single thing, every single word he, Wolf, Kraft continues to get parsed through, do they stop being so open? Does he realize, oh, maybe Bill had a point that we should kind of keep things behind closed doors? So I hope it stays open, but I'm curious to see if things change from that regard.
Yeah, they will change, right? And how will he feel at 2-7? Like, not even he can right now. It's such a different job, the different responsibilities, the pressures. And then we're going to come up and ask you and be like, hey, that, you know, third down draw call when you had 9 yards to go, what the hell was that? It's right. A fair question. Why mm-hmm. run a draw on 3rd and 9? And he'll have to answer it, even though he probably doesn't want to, or with somebody else's responsibility. So we'll see when we get there. But in the meantime, yeah, it's March. He's being authentic. We're all getting accustomed to it. He's made missteps. I wrote about them yesterday. It's in print today. But, but patience, I think, just for people's mental health, watching, following, studying this team is the operative word.
Really, just for your own mental well-being. Like, again, it's not that you're supposed to sit back on 6 championships and all the greatness that was accomplished from 01 through 19. And say, okay, we've had it good. It's okay if this team is a mess, in turnaround or a dumpster fire. We just want something that's representative or at least competitive and competent as well. I think he's putting a good face to things. It's been a slow free agency period. I also like the fact that he had to have to walk back, burn some cash. We'll see if eventually he has to walk back. We're going to be a game plan offense the way things used to be under McDaniels et al. I also thought the transparency and the honesty on free agency was smart, Andrew. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, like, people don't want to hear patient, right? No one does. I don't from any of my family members. The word, though, patient is important just because it keeps you in touch with reality, right? They're not – you just said 4.5 wins. 4.5 wins for their over-under. The roster is what it is. The only way you rebuild correctly is slowly and over time. I'm not saying people should lower their expectations for what was just 5 years ago the premier franchise in the entire National Football League. No, but just understand what you're getting into as we watch, we follow, we study, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I personally think that the way that they've gone about it says that they think that they had a better team than 4-13 last year, and they're looking for better health, depth, and reinforcements. And yeah, maybe Calvin Ridley's girlfriend doesn't want to move to New England. Her loss. Okay, she wants to stay closer to Alabama. Maybe these people do look at the situation and go like, well, shit, I don't know if Mayo's going to be a great coach yet. I don't even know who's going to be the quarterback. So I'm going to go with a slightly more sure thing, whether the value is commensurate to what the Patriots offered or not.
But yeah, anyway, so Andrew, I want to ask about that then, because we'll get right into it with Kraft this morning, because what do you make of that? What do you make of the Ridley comments, the girlfriend stuff? Like, on one hand, it makes sense. There's a price difference between here and Tennessee, but also pinning it. Like, I saw your tweet saying, like, she's just trying to have her breakfast this morning, and all of a sudden Robert Kraft saying it's her fault that Calvin Ridley's not a Patriot. So do you buy it, or do you not?
She didn't mean to be trending on Twitter this morning.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, and I put eggs, and someone immediately goes grits, which is just so perfect because, A, that's Twitter, right? Like, hey, the space between your last word and the period, I have to let you know about it. But also more accurate and funny, and that's the part here. Like, and I don't know what the odds would have been, and if you guys have a sponsor, insert gambling company here, for Calvin Ridley's girlfriend to be mentioned in this Robert Kraft press conference, and not only mentioned, but, like, reinforced as blame her, look at her. Now,
right.
I'm glad he brought up the quarterback board, because that's much more relevant, as is the money, as is the taxes, as is just the weather out here. It's not on that woman, but it was the most jarring answer. I thought it was the funniest. And largely, though, it spoke to a more serious takeaway for me was he's playing defense right now, right? Like, you listen to EEI, you watch TV, you hear different podcasts. People are upset with the Crafts, and it's the spending, it's the losing, it's now the dynasty reaction. And so everything he said, not everything, but I would say the majority was, you know, in defense of something, whether it was not getting Ridley, the dynasty, et cetera, all the things I just mentioned.
Yeah. Speaking of that, in case anyone didn't get a chance to hear, here was Robert Kraft this morning speaking to Andrew Callahan and reporters from outside the Ritz at the NFL owners meetings about the reaction and how he felt to the dynasty. This one, I got it to spoiler alert, everyone, is not going over well once again with Pats fans. So take a listen.
Some really prominent people that were interviewed for hours that never were used. So, little disappointed that there wasn't more of a real positive approach, especially for Patriot fans who have lived the experience with us.
Robert, one quick follow-up on that, specific to Bill Belichick.
What did you think, Andrew, when you heard that live? Did you think like, ooh, this is some meaty spin control, or is he, you know, is it legit about the whole, you know, they didn't have final say? It's just been, there's been so much negativity around that. I mean, that opened up so many cans of worms and scabs that I felt like were just ready to start healing after Belichick's dismissal. And now feels like this is a little Kraft Central spin control, dude. I think we have a signal. I think we have a signal issue with Callahan down at the Ritz. Either that, or I think, oh, and the Patriots officially have gotten to Andrew Callahan. They have cut they cut his mic. You're not going to talk about the dynasty today, pal. Oh, he's back.
Hey, my guy.
His
girlfriend came over and dumped all of her grits on top of
him. We started talking about the dynasty, and they peeled your connection off.
Well, no, I just think it's I just think it's amazing. Like you said, there's a lot of like Ginger Rogers-ing right now. Like, everyone's dancing backwards, trying to do spin control, as opposed to moving forward with how people have reacted to the show and everything else. Part of me wishes they did a focus group with 25 Patriots fans and said, "What do you guys think this is going to do?" Or maybe even sat on it for a year. But what was the general reaction amongst all you guys in the media pool before we let you go, Callahan? When Kraft said that this morning.
So I don't think his comments about his general reaction to the dynasty were all that surprising, right? I love the stuff that got it started, that was furthest away, that gives us that nostalgic feel, and obviously we're more positive. And that he lamented, you know, the negative parts, that Devin McCourty and Rodney Harrison had their comments left out. I think it was convenient for him to use them as a vehicle and kind of co-sign on what their complaints were already on the record in this viral video, because that's not really offering anything new. It's just parroting what they're saying. But again, the owner's going to complain about negative reaction, focus on controversies, guys getting left out. What happened? The second answer to me was much more telling, and if you want to take it this way, damning. I'm not going to argue. The most common criticism put by Greg Bedard is, you know, Belichick, is we've all at least heard, if not said, was unfairly maligned and blamed too much for the end of the dynasty. What is your reaction to that? He says, you know, I would like to say something. It was a privilege to have Bill here, and I'm looking forward to putting him in the Patriots Hall of Fame. We will honor him. And then the next 20 seconds were about Tom Brady. And then circle back around like, oh, yeah, Bill will also be in the Hall. But the majority of that answer, and I tweeted out the whole quote, you can read it, was about Tom. And I think that was a way of dodging that answer, that Hall of Fame is independent of how Bill was represented in the dynasty. That's not what you were asked about. Is Bill going to go on the Hall of Fame? You're asked about the reaction and the criticism. And I think it's unfortunate, but in a way, it was also pretty telling.
Yeah, and I agree that, like, you know, you look at, and everyone pulls up the screenshot of the Kraft Dynasty LLC, and I don't really know what it means. And people, you know, Hamachek, the director, had said that it was, you know, protecting the rights to photos and videos and all that stuff. And you wonder about final say and things like that, right? But I can only... Talking about the first answer, right? You can only, I guess, believe him until you're proven wrong. And so I don't really think that, I guess what I'm trying to say is I believe that he, you know, they didn't write off on this thing, and him saying that, you know, things were portrayed differently or not correct, or not correctly, but painting them in a bad light. I guess you have to believe him, but I agree with you that, you know, you asked him about Bill directly, and him saying nothing is obviously incredibly telling.
So we look forward to welcoming into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Come on. aligned with the fans up until it came to Bill, right? Like, you asked exactly. Most fans, what do you think about the dynasty? One, bum, they didn't talk about the win streak, the right. Early Super Bowls. Devin and Rodney got screwed. Cosign. Fans mm-hmm. also go, yeah, Bill probably got somewhere between a little bit to a lot of it, too much criticism at the end. And that's where he stopped. He split right. from the fans there. And again, that's what I think is telling.
Yeah, right. Last one here. The quarterback, obviously, the number three draft pick, that is the biggest topic in all of Boston sports, although the quarterback that is to take over for the Patriots also didn't blow a 30-point lead to the Atlanta Hawks last night.
Boys, what happened?
Can somebody take our attention away from the dynastic fallout, the QB3 talking more? But you guys asked him about it. As a matter of fact, I think you'll recognize the face if you're watching now live on YouTube or the social medias. This is actually our own Andrew Callahan posing the question to Robert Kraft about what the plan may be at quarterback coming up in the draft.
You know, I guess as a fan, I put my fan hat on, and I definitely would, you know, in the end, you can't win in this league consistently unless you have a first-rate quarterback and a first-rate coach.
All right, so they believe they already got their first-rate coach, and now who this first-rate quarterback is a mystery to all of us. So, Callahan, we'll get you out on this. We thought it was going to be Drake May forever. Now they're going to meet with Jaden Daniels today or tomorrow at his LSU Pro Day, then May. But, of course, as we mentioned at the top, J.J. McCarthy has now entered the chat, could be going number two overall to the Commanders. What's your now 1 month out from the draft gut check on this?
So I'm still standing on Drake May will be the Patriots selection number three overall. I will say this, though, you know, and again, everything Mayo said yesterday was smart as it pertains to number three pick, all options on the table. We like five quarterbacks, so not only are we willing to trade back, and you know we have to take a quarterback, but I'm willing to get one later. I think they are more insistent on a consensus in the front office than I would have expected when it comes to the pick, right? I think it's smart to have a consensus at the top. They seem to want to be top to bottom. We're all in love with this guy. That is something in any organization, in any topic, in any player is very difficult to come by. So if they are more committed to the consensus than just the idea of getting a quarterback or a very good player at number three, that to me tilts the odds a little bit more towards trading back. Not because it's necessarily about the player, but what they're striving for, as well as getting a great player at number three, is something that I think is probably too far out of reach, consensus within your front office on a single player. And that's going to be hard to come by. That said, he said they were close to finding common ground, whether that means trading back or taking a player. I still lean towards the quarterback because you need to get one to go anywhere in this league.
All right, my guy. Great stuff. Thanks for taking a little time out of your morning in between talking to the coach, getting a vibe check, putting up your columns at the Herald and more. You guys can give him a follow, as always, @_AndrewCallahan. And side note, everybody, Andrew and I and friends, Cadillac will be there as well on April 18th at our favorite brewery on the South Shore, Vitamin C, in beautiful Weymouth, Massachusetts. We'll be having a benefit to help out the heroes at Boston Children's Hospital in honor and memory of young Hallie Kide, who passed away earlier this year. We're calling it the draft party. We're going to put together a consortium of some of the finest football minds and just give you guys a chance to grab some pints, raise some money, and talk some football together. So you can follow us on our socials and get details from there. Keep up the great work, guy. Thanks so much. Travel safe, and we'll see you soon. Okay?
Thanks, Andrew.
You got it. Hope to see everybody April 18th. Beer, Pats talk, draft talk. It's going to be a lot of fun. See you guys.
Can't beat it, buddy. Take care, pal. Andrew Callahan from the Boston Herald here with us on Six Rings in Football. Thanks.